Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Okay, I do have to tell you this. You know that scene in Forrest Gump where he's on the bench throughout...
Are you talking over Taylor Swift?
It's woven throughout the entire movie of Forrest Gump, where different people come and go on that bench as he's waiting.
Well, yeah, it's
for the bus.
The whole movie is him telling the story to random people on the bench.
I caught a podcast the other night with him, and I think it was Conan O'Brien. And Tom Hanks says, I looked at Rob Reiner. It was 125 degrees. We shot that bench scene over many, many, many days, Scott.
I'm sure.
In the sweltering, swampy heat. And I remember at one point he wanted him to do another take or something. And Tom Hanks looked at him and said, is anyone going to blanking care about this kind of weird guy? And he just like almost has a meltdown on the bench. Is anyone even going to care? Because Conan had asked him, you know, not all movies are Oscar-winning movies. You know, what was your one that you just didn't know? And he goes, oh, my God, Forrest Gump.
Really?
He said, and maybe it was the heat. We were all tired. And at one point, I just looked and I go, I just don't know that anyone's going to care about this guy. And they all have a good laugh about it because, of course, it's one of the most iconic films on almost every top 10. But he said at the time, I was tired.
I was hot.
I didn't think anyone was going to give a damn about Forrest Gump.
Well, I mean, not to go back to yesterday's topic, but I'm sure Russell Crowe, when he signed up for Nuremberg, thought this is going to be a huge hit.
I know.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Crickets out of a great
Unbelievable.
Movie. Russell Crowe's performance is unreal, and he didn't even get a Golden Globe nomination.
Yeah, he said, Tom Hanks, in this interview, you just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Or the opposite. You think something is going to be a smash hit, and it isn't.
Well, what's his face? Golly, I'm drawing a blank. The guy who plays Obi-Wan Kenobi in the original Star Wars. What's his name?
Oh, gosh.
He was a classically trained, brilliant actor.
Oh, yeah. Thespian.
He was in The Bridge Over the River Kwai and, you know, all this stuff and took himself really seriously. And Guinness. His last name was Guinness. And when he signed on to do Star Wars and they wrapped it and they were, you know, watching some of the clips, he thought, this is an absolute turd. Alec Guinness was his name. And he thought it was going to be an absolute disaster.
Yeah.
Turned out to be the biggest movie of the year.
And here we
are. One of the biggest movies of all time. You just never know what you're getting into.
Okay, so this hour I want to talk a little bit about someone that I never thought I really cared much about. I'm not a huge like follower of Us Weekly or pop star news, but of all people, Miley Cyrus was on one of the late night talk shows this week. And you all know that
she was on Kimmel.
Scott has this weird, has this unusual.
I don't know why we would call it weird.
Unusual. Fear and phobia
of
tags in sweatshirts or shirts.
Hanging tags. Like if it's printed in there.
Yeah.
Or if it's sewn in there all the way around, no problem.
If it's sewn all the way around, no problem.
If it's a flappy tag only sewn on the top,
a dangling tag.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
As most are in menswear. I mean, most of them.
Not anymore, but back in the day, yes.
What if it's on the side seam?
If it's in my shorts, it doesn't even... Oh, if it's in the side seam of the shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah. That's even worse. Oh, side seam is worse.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this story really grabbed my attention, and I know it's Miley Cyrus, and I don't think... It's probably the first time she's ever been on her stack. She, too, has a phobia that I had never heard of.
By the way, tags do not bother me in shorts.
Only in shirts.
Only in shirts. I know it's weird.
Very specific phobia.
And I don't want to... No. Re-mention the thing that we always mention that's kind of inappropriate to mention. You're telling me that a tag down there with no protection from said tag is comfortable, but a tag on the back of your neck?
Can't have it.
It's not about comfort, Sam.
He can't explain it.
Okay.
So tell everyone about Miley's admission this week.
So in a recent interview on Jimmy Kimmel's show, Miley Cyrus openly talked about an unusual fear that she has never shared before. She is afraid, scared of paper. This surprising detail showed a different side of her personality and how it oddly affects her life and career. Many fans were surprised because they're used to seeing her talk confidently about bold topics. During her conversation with Kimmel, Cyrus talked about how her fear started when she was young. According to Consequence, I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
She explained that the sound and feel of paper, especially if it's crumpled or torn, bothers her and makes her anxious.
If it's crumpled or torn.
For example, signing contracts is awkward for her, even though most people wouldn't think twice about it. Autograph sessions can be scary because they involve a lot of paper. These stories hit home for many in the audience who could relate to having fears from childhood that seem irrational now.
Did you see the name of the fear?
Is it in here?
Yes. It actually is a phobia.
What's it?
It includes the fear of touching paper, writing, or even getting paper cuts. The intensity varies from mild aversion to severe panic attacks affecting daily life significantly. It triggers intense dread, terror, and anxiety in some. And the fear of paper has been given the name papyrophobia.
Papyrophobia?
P-A-P-Y-R-O. Is it papyrophobia?
Yeah, it would be. Say it again, Sam, the way you did.
Papyrophobia?
Papyrophobia. P-A-P-Y-R-O-phobia.
From the word, is it papyrus?
Is it papyrus, Scott or Sam?
The old scrolls that you would write on? Yeah.
Sweating, rapid heart rate, the avoidance of paper in all forms, sheets, bills, I have that.
I believe it's papyrus, though.
And books.
All right, from the text line, my 3.5-year-old grandson will not wear a shirt with tags in it.
Papyrophobia. Man, I'm smarter than I think
you
I am.
You have to cut the tags
papyrophobia?
Out.
Papyrophobia?
Uh-huh. Okay. Medication, mindfulness, and therapy are suggested if you have papyrophobia.
Papyrophobia.
So
when you say papyrophobia, it's some kind of pyro. Like, no, what are we setting on fire?
Or the papyrus.
Maybe the paper. But what do you mean therapy? For example, I see a psychologist. I've been going to him for like 7 years. The one thing we've never talked about is my irrational fear of shirt tags.
Maybe that's why you're still going.
People have asked, what is the rarest phobia? And I would put you in that category, Scott, of rarer. One of the rarest phobias, and this is from September of 2025, is arachibutyrophobia. And it has nothing to do with spiders. A-R-A-C-H, arachibutyrophobia.
What is that a fear of?
The fear of having peanut butter stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Yesterday, we heard about a lady who died from choking on peanut butter.
I know.
Totally legitimate.
Okay. There's also hippopotomonstrosesquifiladelophobia.
Is that a fear of hippos?
That is what I thought it would be. It refers to the phobia of long words.
Hence, it's a really long word.
Yes.
Of course, we can't forget cassidropophobia. which is the fear of the sky falling.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yep.
So you, no one would ever experience that fear because the sky never falls.
How do you know?
Emetophobia. Think about it. Emetophobia. E-M-E-T. Emet.
The fear of bad breath?
Worse.
Vomiting.
The fear of vomiting.
Anatidophobia.
Yes, please.
The fear that a duck is watching you.
No, that's called, you are, no, you're crazy.
And last but not least, often referred to as the rarest fear on the planet, abophobia.
The fear of watching a movie featuring Abraham Lincoln?
The fear of palindromes.
Would you explain to everybody what a palindrome is for those who don't know?
We know that.
A word that is spelled
Hello,
the same
Renner.
Way. That is correct.
R-E-N-N-E-R.
R-E-N-N-E-R.
It's a number or word that is spelled the same forward and back.
Electrophobia, mm-hmm. as in Alec Trebek. Electrophobia.
I have no idea.
The fear of chickens or hens.
How do you spell the first four letters?
A-L-E-K.
Okay, his name was Alex Trebek.
What is chicklephobia?
Fear of chickens.
Chicklephobia. Chicklephobia.
Well, sounding it out phonetically doesn't make it any more obvious to me.
The fear of chewing gum like chiclets.
I'm still trying to figure out why in the fear of long words, they just put a bunch of random words in there. Hippopotamons. Why is that part of the fear of long words? And then quipped is also in there.
We
just
have
a bunch
winner.
Of random words.
The winner is phobiophobia.
The fear of fears?
I got a fear of your fears.
It's the fear of phobias.
913-586-7798. Hey, don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. If you miss a segment, you can follow us on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it went into effect in Australia today, and already there are American lawmakers calling for it here as well. Some are even using it as a campaign issue for next year. A story from NBC News, can children and teenagers be forced off social media en masse? Australia is about to find out. More than 1 million social media accounts held by users under the age of 16 will be deactivated in Australia tomorrow. Sorry, tomorrow. In a divisive world-first ban that has inflamed a culture war.
Wow.
And is being closely watched in the United States and elsewhere. Social media companies will have to take, quote, reasonable steps to ensure that under 16s in Australia cannot set up accounts on their platforms and that existing accounts are deactivated or removed.
Okay, so goodbye to all
your online photo albums
of the influencers under the age of 16.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
And that includes those making millions. There are teenagers making millions with content.
Well, we know someone, I'm not going to name any names, but you and I, the three of us know someone who is a social media, I don't want to say influencer as much as commentator, who went from rags to riches on his social media commentaries.
Yeah.
You know? By the way, somebody says, what happened to Terrible Joke Tuesday? 4:45, man. Hang tight. We're about 20 minutes out.
Now, social media came out before I was 13 years old. In the United States, you were not allowed to make a social media account unless you were 13 years old.
And
I don't know if that was a law.
Everyone did it anyway.
It was not a law.
I don't know if that was just what they decided as the social media companies.
That was company policy, yeah.
Because it was consistent across all social media companies. Care to guess how many social media accounts I had prior to 13 years old?
I'm going
to
guess at least four.
All of them. Mm-hmm. Every single one that I could. Because when it came up and said, how old are you? I put my birthday, or birth month, birthday, and then whatever year corresponded that I needed to be at least 14.
And who's going to be the social media police that are going to go on and look up just random people and try to figure out how old they are?
The company. Australia wants to fine the companies significant amounts for every single account they discover that is held by somebody under the age of 16.
I smell what you're cooking in the kitchen. What I'm saying is, who's going to find the kid that's 14 years old and then go to Facebook and force them to pay them a certain amount of money?
Yeah.
And how does a foreign country fine a company that is based in the United States?
Yeah.
Well, you know what goes well is when we have the government regulating our media.
Somebody on the text line says, can't the kids just lie about their age? Probably. Or are you going to have to submit some sort of photo ID? Because I'm telling you right now, the day...
This looks good on paper, right?
The day I have to upload my driver's license or passport to Facebook is the day I go to Walgreens, hook up my phone to the photo printer, and print off every photo that I have on Facebook, and then delete my account.
Oh, digital ID is coming. You'd be a fool to think it's not. What happens after that? I let's keep it more positive than that rabbit hole. But digital ID is coming.
Well, they're going to get my driver's license out of my cold, dead grip.
Well, you want to keep scrolling those reels? See, they get you addicted, and then they pull it away.
Yeah, I don't know.
I absolutely 100% refuse to submit a photo of my driver's license or passport to a company like Facebook with no guarantee that they're going to be able to keep it private.
You think they can keep your info private now?
They already have all your info, Scott.
They don't have a copy of my driver's license.
Have you ever, you're telling me, you've never once taken a photo of your driver's license to send to your insurance company or anyone else who needs it for business purposes?
Nothing I'm aware of.
Because if you've ever taken a photograph, I've done it 1,000 times. People will say, we need your new ID to verify your identity and your address because you're updating your life insurance policy. Take a snapshot of it, email it. That's now in your cloud. Like I
know for a fact I have never taken a photo of my driver's license.
Sam?
Oh, yeah, totally.
How are you 55 years old and you've never had to photograph your driver's license?
First of all, I'm 54.
Oh. I round up unless we're talking about shopping.
Do the nearest five? I can't think of a reason why I ever would have taken a photograph of my driver's license.
Okay.
I sure as hell have never taken a picture of my passport. Now, in fairness, every time I've gone to Mexico, the Mexican government has taken a photo of my passport.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I get that.
And you think that's safe?
Probably not, Sam.
And other countries, we mentioned this yesterday, other countries have taken a liking to regulating what you post on social media and even arresting you and charging you and sentencing you to lengthy jail sentences for what you post on social media. So when you ask who's going to monitor it, they figured out who was going to monitor it.
Yeah, it should be the parents monitoring it, but that's probably not the world we live in.
Other than like revenge porn posted on social media, what else have people put on social media that they went to prison for?
There are other countries that will, they don't like it when you speak out against them the government. On social media.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're not saying the United States, you're saying—
No, other countries.
Okay,
got it. We have not done that here.
But yet.
Yet, yeah. Exactly.
It's coming.
Well, let's see how well, you know, the road to hell was paved with good intentions, mm-hmm. right? Let's see how well this goes in Australia. Or if this is just a political talking point, because it's a damn good political. Yeah, I am pro
protecting
not
kids.
Harming our children. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to vote for him. He wants to protect our kids.
I completely agree that we need to keep social media out of the hands of our youth. How we get that done without violating every single one of our rights when it comes to internet usage, I have no idea.
Well, genie is flown out of the bottle.
And quite frankly, you know, I think there is a role for government. There's no question about that. But at some point, you have to let me be the parent, you know?
Yep.
And if I don't want my kid on social media, that's my business. If I don't care that my kid is on Facebook, that's also my business.
But that's
go ahead, Sam.
That's the problem, because parents choose not to parent and give them free rein. And then when something horrifying happens, like they take their own life, they then point fingers and sue the social media company because— didn't monitor what their kids
were
doing.
What do you say to the influencers who are 15 years old who are making $1 million a year as influencers? Because we allow children to act in Hollywood. We allow with supervision and with rules. We allow children to go out and get jobs at Mr. Good Sense with supervision and with rules.
What do I say to the 15-year-old influencers making $1 million a year? Tell me the secret.
I'm telling you, in the United States, you can say all social media is bad. Social media is a business. And if you are in a family where your 14, 15, 16-year-old has literally changed everybody's trajectory in life because of their content about Pokemon or whatever, can you imagine in the United States we say you're not allowed to make any money? I mean, that's where I get, and I know it's a small percentage of kids on social that are monetizing it. That's where I have a problem.
Let's go apply at McDonald's, kid.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. Hey, we have terrible jokes coming your way in about 10 minutes. So if you want to start sending those in, let's get them. Let me give the text on real quick. 913-586-7798.
We might bring this back at 5, but there's another story in the stack that makes me so mad I could punch something. So that's also in the stack for 5 about the library ban, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
as you go out to do your Christmas shopping, have you thought about AI toys for your kids or for the grandkids? And don't think like high-level electronics. Like, they have toys for little kids, Scott, that are interactive now that look very simple, look very non-threatening. Like, this will be cute for little Joey under the tree.
Until it tells you to take a knife to your wrist?
Yes! There are AI toys, mm-hmm. psychologists are warning, teaching children how to light matches and share their personal data.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Joey. Are you feeling sad?
The holiday shopping season is in full swing with many different toys on the market, including artificial intelligence or AI-powered toys. One psychologist is warning families that they need to be aware of what they may be buying, even if these are isolated incidents. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. There was a big story on the Today Show about that. Like,
there was a bear that a kid was using. A bear. He's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like every stuffed mm-hmm. bear, he's got a little scarf on. It is literally a old school teddy bear. Except this bear was AI powered and taught the children how to light a match. there are
that's a new take on Smokey the Bear.
Incidents of sexual information and misinformation in certain AI powered toys. The AI chatbot, she says, may seem harmless even as a way to entertain, but toys can do more harm than good when not handled responsibly.
Here's an idea. Play with your kids, folks.
I can't wait for Sam to have kids.
Give them your attention.
It's going to be so good.
Oh, God.
The first time.
Lord, let me live long enough.
He hands that child a tablet. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah. By the way, the faces you see peering in through your windows in about 5 years, those are our faces. Just watching.
Peeping Toms.
To see how your parenting is going.
Don't worry. The digital ID will tell me you're in my
parenting. Here, kids. Oh, no. Sit here. Door's going to be on in like 3 minutes. Give me a break.
I love Dora. Dora saved my life on many occasions.
Oh, yeah, she did.
And the one who found the map. What's his name? Diego. Go love Diego. Because Diego followed Dora. You got a twofer.
Vamanos.
Wow.
A political fight is taking shape in Missouri even before lawmakers return to Jefferson City. A newly filed bill. Here it is. First it's proposed. Now it's filed. Could let voters decide whether Kansas City should break away from Jackson County, marking a dramatic reshaping of local government that some call long overdue and others warn would create even deeper divisions. State Representative Mike Steinmeier, who represents District 20, I believe we found out last week that's Independence, is sponsoring the House resolution. The measure calls for a constitutional amendment authorizing the separation of Kansas City from Jackson County upon approval by the voters. Now, would that be statewide?
This would need a lot of steam to pass. You remember we asked Phil Lavota about this.
This is why we haven't covered it. Phil basically said
he doesn't think it stands a chance.
There's no.
Well, it would have to pass in an initial vote. That vote would basically greenlight it to go up to an actual vote, where then the city and the county would vote, and they both have to agree. If they both agree, then that would go to a state vote a year later. So we're looking at 2.5 years before this thing's even remotely legitimate. It would have to be a major issue. And this is the first time I'm hearing of it, is this proposal. So I don't know.
This is why we haven't covered it.
Well, the mayor's quoted in this story.
I know.
So it's going up to the mayor's office.
You know, then you think, okay, like, we never in a million years like thought a stadium might go in Overland Park. I mean, this is not going to happen.
By the way, the opposition.
Yeah, did you see that?
Residents
are now organizing in Leawood and Overland Park going, wait a minute.
Told you.
Are we sure? I read a headline today where somebody said it is a, quote, exciting and real possibility. Right? Like, they're thinking this might happen.
Oh, the stadium?
Yes.
That's the mayor of Overland Park.
At the Sprint Center site.
That is the mayor of Overland Park who said that.
Sprint campus.
Yes.
The old
you said Sprint
the
Center.
Old Sprint Center site. Or the Sprint campus, sorry.
They're not tearing down T-Mobile Center.
No, God,
stadium.
No. I don't know what's over there now. Honestly, since
we
moved.
This is how rumors get started.
No. You guys, since we moved, you know this, I don't go south. I used to never go north of 435. Well, since we've moved north, I don't go south. And I was over there the other day. That new Andretti driving experience has opened. Yep. There's like 30 new businesses. We've only been gone 5 months.
They are expanding like wildfire.
Well, that's
and
not true.
Why do we think that they would tear all of that down to put a stadium in?
We don't.
Money.
I think the other day, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I was over there on that 119th corridor. And I just kept saying, what in the Sam Hill has happened over here? There's just an explosion of new stuff.
Mm-hmm. Bunch of new buildings.
All right, yes.
So in the 5 o'clock hour of the program, we'll dance on this topic for a minute. We'll also get to the Jesus Land book in Gardner-Edgerton.
Nothing. I had such a good day today. It was sunny out.
Well, wait till 5. We're going to see if we can't ruin that for you.
God, that makes me mad. One crazy person should not be able to dictate an entire library selection for a school district. One crazy person, Scott.
We'll get to that in the 5 o'clock hour. Okay. This will make you happy. A woman who survived 3 Nazi death camps and spent a lifetime urging communities to choose love over hate has been honored with the OP Award from the Overland Park Chamber. Big Sonia.
Yes.
Who turned 100 last month. received the award last Friday. She was recognized for her extraordinary impact on the community and her decades of work spreading messages of love over hate. Her real name, Sonia Warshawski. Thank you. Transformed her horrific experiences during the Holocaust into opportunities to teach kindness and love to thousands of people. Featured in the movie that was directed by her daughter, Big Sonia, Big 2016 Sonia. Documentary. She has spoken to thousands, from middle school classrooms to prison gyms, urging audiences to remember history and to lead with empathy. So Big Sonia getting the OP Award from the Overland Park Chamber of Commerce. It is well deserved. Oh, here we go. A 73-year-old Michigan woman is on the run after allegedly posing as an heiress and scamming nearly $30 million from banks and other financial institutions in a years-long scheme, according to the FBI. Mary Carol McDonald.
Oh, Mary Carol.
Is wanted for her alleged involvement in a fraud scheme in Los Angeles and Orange counties in California. The FBI said she posed as an heir to the McDonnell Aircraft Corporation and falsely claimed to have access to an $80 million secret trust.
Oh, it's secret. No one knows where it is because it doesn't exist. But trust me, can I get a $3 million loan? Sure. How do these people get away with this?
$30 million.
You know, have you ever watched Inventing Anna, which is based on a true story, where this crazy woman who has nothing, not a penny to her name, just starts walking around and talking in an accent and saying, oh, I'm an heiress. I'm an heiress. I don't need to pay your hotel bills.
Schemed her way into and some of the most famous people in the world.
Everyone bought it.
It's amazing what a warm smile and confidence can buy you.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to do terrible jokes coming up in just a moment. We need your terrible jokes. So make sure you text them in right now. Keep them clean and arable, please. Arable but terrible, as we always say. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and germs, it's time for Terrible Joke Tuesday. Had to push it back an hour. We're good with that?
Hey, Scott.
Sam, what's going on, buddy?
Why are pirates, have you ever wondered, why are pirates called pirates?
Sam, I don't know.
Because they are.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I quit my job at the helium factory?
No.
Yeah, I will not be spoken to in that tone.
That was actually pretty good. Sam.
Yes?
Oldie but a goodie. What do you call a deer with no eyes?
I don't know.
Me neither. No idea.
No.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
Have you ever wondered what is faster than an escalator?
What is faster than an escalator, Sam?
An escasooner.
Hey, Scott.
Dana.
What do dyslexic zombies eat?
I don't know.
Brian's.
What do vegan zombies eat?
What?
Grains.
Both of you.
Out. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam.
Did I tell you I got a new pen last week and it can write underwater?
Really?
It's pretty cool. It can write other words, too.
Oh, hey, Dana.
Yes.
You know, when I die, I'd like to be buried with my old records. It'll be my vinyl resting place. By the way, that's from 1626, so you know they're real.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
Why was the letter E the only letter of the alphabet that got a Christmas gift?
Why?
The rest were not E.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
hey.
Sam.
Hey.
How do you know that Dr. Seuss's mother was a massage therapist?
I don't know.
People called her Ma Seuss.
Sam.
Get out. Yeah?
This is from 9041. You might be a redneck if you still think harass is two words.
Nice.
Harass?
Mm-hmm. Sam?
Yeah. Yes.
I can say that one again and slow it down for you.
No,
guys.
We're good.
You all right. Said it slow enough.
What is the funniest city in the United States?
I don't know.
Omaha.
Hey, Scott.
It's not as funny as you thinking it's funny. What?
What do you call a teacher that won't pass gas in public?
I don't know.
Private tutor.
Hey, Dana.
What?
This is from 4228, oldie but a goodie. Why aren't koalas actual bears?
Why?
They don't meet the koalifications. Dang it.
You want to try that one again?
You want to try that again?
No, I already screwed it up.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
What do you call the caveman who just wandered aimlessly?
I don't know.
He was a Neanderthal.
Hey, Scott.
What?
You ever wondered why koalas aren't actual bears?
No, Sam, I why?
They don't meet the qualifications.
Okay. I hate both of you with a passion that is uncontested.
Did I tell you I got a new tattoo?
No.
It's of my thermos from work. But you can't touch my thermos tat.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
Why is it so cheap to throw a party at a haunted house?
I don't know.
Because the ghosts bring all the booze.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
Did you hear about this new technology? It lets you see through walls.
No.
Yeah, it's called a window.
Hmm. Hey, Dana.
Yes.
Did you know that your pupils are the last part to stop working when you die?
No.
Yeah, they dilate.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Did I tell you I pirated a movie last night?
Oh, God.
No.
I gave it 3.14 stars. Pirated.
Your delivery was not good there.
You want to try that one again?
Did I tell you I pirated a movie last night?
Pirated? Did you give it 3.14 stars?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, I went to the doctor the other day, and he told me that I was going deaf.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that news was hard to hear.
Oh, man, yeah. Danny, you know I hate my job, right?
Mm-hmm.
All I do is crush cans all
day.
It's so depressing.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Sam.
Where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
Our third pirate joke of the day. I don't know. Where do ye?
Right where ye left ye.
And the news is coming your way in 2 minutes. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. Don't forget to help us out with Coats for Kids 2025. If you can, go to KMBZ.com. Click on the Coats for Kids logo. Or text KMBZ Coats, one word, KMBZ Coats, to 44321. And thank you in advance.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.